VoiceAmerica.com. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research, to increase your online sales. Why don't you share your eBay tips, challenges, listing, dish requests, or anything, for that matter, at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
We were speaking with Daniel from Gilbert, Arizona, known on eBay as DGNO248, and he's a first-time caller.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Griff.
Lee. So you what Daniel has, Lee, is he has an item. He's in Arizona, and his mother is in Michigan, and he has an item that is in his mother's possession, which he wants to list on eBay, and he wants to know, how do I do this? Do I have my mother ship the
item
to me?
Now, is it your account, Daniel?
Yeah, so that's my question. I guess it would be my account doing the listing.
Yeah,
and you're allowed to do that. What you outlined.
Okay, so she could ship it from Michigan to the potential buyer.
Right. So what you need to do is, when you list, you're going to list the item, right?
Right.
And you have photos.
Yes. She would be giving me the photos and everything.
All right. So you, what is the item, by the way? Can you tell us?
Yeah, sure. It's haven't listed it yet. It's a Christopher Radko Christmas ornament.
And oh yeah.
It's a very rare ornament. Like you know, it's a numbered item of 5,000.
Yeah.
So you know, it's a rare piece. But again, she packages things really well, and I'm just saving a shipping trip. It could just be shipped from her house then.
Right. So what you want to do is, when you list the item, you need to put. You need to change the zip code for the location of the item to the zip code of your mother's location so that shipping is figured correctly if you're using calculated shipping.
Okay.
And then
you know, I'd probably do free shipping with something like this. Would that even matter then, or is there
It would still be helpful for this particular item to change the zip code for the item location, because then people will see that it's shipping from Michigan.
Where do you do that?
When you're listing the item.
Okay.
There's a section for item location. And the reason why that would be important is just so people see the item shipping from Michigan. What happens is if you say the item is in Arizona, there may be the confusion of somebody looking at tracking and they see the item is coming from Michigan, and they're thinking that's a mistake, and that could get them all in a panic. Or when they get the item, it shows a different from address, and they say, well, this is not what I bought, so it must be something else. So it's just, I think full disclosure is good for the buyer's peace of mind.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah, and that's definitely something I've learned from you guys about just doing things right, full disclosure about everything, and that's the way. I want to go about everything. So,
you know, that's a good lesson in life, too. Mm. I'm not being facetious here. I have found that most of the calls and the comments that I get when people are asking me for advice as your friendly next-door neighbor, most of the problems we get into in life, my friends, we usually caused ourselves. Really.
Right.
By doing or leaving out something or not going with our gut when we should have, etc.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, again, I really appreciate the show. I've learned so much, and you know, I hope to sell many things in the future, and we'll continue learning from you. So,
well, I hope you do.
Daniel, we're excited, and we're also excited that you took the time to call us today.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure thing.
Good luck with your eBay sales. Call us anytime, Daniel. 888-RADIO-30 is our phone number, or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. Daryl in Wilmington, Ohio.
Wait.
Oh.
I have somebody send me the go-to-meeting ID. I don't have it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Griff needs the go-to-meeting ID. Sorry
about
that.
I'm operating blind.
Oh, dear.
It's so sad.
Poor thing.
Poor me.
That's never stopped you in the past.
It won't stop me now.
Nothing stopped Daryl from Wilmington, Ohio, from calling us. He's known on eBay as We Help Others, and he's a first-time caller. Daryl, welcome. What's your question or comment?
My question is, as a seller, you know, I've been selling for 7 years now, and, you know, it's kind of evolved past the seller status for me now. You know, I've come up with ideas. vision. You know, I feel like I hold disruptive innovation in my grasp here. And I've tried to approach eBay several ways, and, you know, I'm not trying to pitch, but I'm just trying to get my vision and ideas under the right person. And, you know, John Donahoe calls out for disruptive innovation in several, you know, interviews. And I'm just kind of curious how one would take disruptive innovation and get it under the right set of eyes within eBay.
Yeah. You would have to send it to eBay.com. eBay Inc. 2145 Hamilton Avenue, San Jose, California.
And I understand. 95-12.
Yes, and I think we talked about this, and it's, I can't accept ideas over the phone or in person.
And I'm not trying to.
What he's trying to do. Explain.
I'm curious about, what your program's like eBay Now in eBay Valley. I'm just curious in the direction that they're headed because, within my head, I see a vision that helps millions and millions of people. It helps sellers like me. Griff, I'm trying to help you and everybody you know.
Yeah.
This plan is like a Jack Maul type idea.
No, Daryl, I have to stop you there. You're putting we can talk offline. But thank you very much for calling, and it's time for our next caller. So, thank you.
Well, I'm confused because I wanted to talk about disruptive innovation. Must be something I don't know. Our telephone number is 888 Radio 30. You can also use the contact us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player.
Well, I need meetup. I need that go to meeting ID like right now. Thank you.
He sent it to you.
I don't have it.
Sent it to you twice.
I don't have it. I'm looking. I don't have it.
Your auto responser bounced back twice.
It's not showing up. Anyway, there it now. And now I've got it. I've got it. Just came in.
Oh, good. Right, okay. So we've got a contact us from Kat in Lindenhurst, New York, known on eBay as Varoom 1234. She says, "Hi, is there still a bug hunter to send what appears to be a bug in eBay international shipping labels?"
No, because actually, I think John still gets email at that address, but his role at eBay has changed. So
when somebody finds a bug...
Well, what is the bug?
She didn't say.
Oh, yeah, you can tell me.
Yeah, Kat, tell us what the bug is.
Right.
Let's see what we can do about it, okay? We appreciate that. Our telephone number again is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, and I'm in the mail right now looking at all your submission. Here's another one. Edie, Santa Monica, California, known on eBay as Dress to Suit. I am trying to boost sales. When I see someone is watching an item and I determine I would be satisfied with a lower price and lower the price while they are still a watcher, will eBay send them an update notice of the lowered price?
No.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So
Wait.
It's a watcher.
It's somebody who's watching the item.
When I see someone is watching an item and I determine I would be satisfied with the lower price and lower the price while they are still a watcher, will eBay send them an update notice of the lowered price?
I don't think it's when you're a watcher. I think if it's on there...
Follow me.
If they're following you on that search, then it shows that... Because I get those, and it shows the price is lowered. But I don't get an individual email for items I'm watching where the seller has dropped the price. So it's important to make sure that you're encouraging people to follow your... Well, it's a search, though. It's not a seller. So let me explain. For example, if I'm looking for a particular ABC widget, I have a search set up called ABC widget that emails me every day when a new one shows up. On those emails, if you've lowered the price, it will show the seller's lowered the price in this, which has got me to go and buy something sometimes. But no, there's not a notice that goes out to sellers based on their watch list. It's only on their follow list for following searches.
Got it.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Sherry Smith from Largo, Florida.
Hi, Sherry.
Known on eBay as Scrunchies by Sherry. We know Sherry.
Oh, yeah, we know Scrunchies by Sherry. Yeah.
Griff, I signed up for the out-of-stock option, and I noticed it is not ending my one-offs. Why would they not just make this for multi-quantity listing? I discovered that I had 14 items with zero quantity and tried to bulk end them and could not. I had to end them one at a time. This
Wait
would
a minute.
Be a
What does that mean? I'm not quite sure what I mean. So out of stock is only for multiple quantity listings.
I signed up for the out of stock option and I noticed it is not ending my one ofs.
What?
Why would she?
I don't know what that means, one ofs. I need more details. So if you can see, when you have a question like this and it's specifically about an item like this, it helps to have the item number.
And she said, why would they not just make this for multi-quantity listing? I discovered that I had 14 items with zero quantity and tried to bulk end them and could not. I had to end them one at a time. This would be a great feature if we could pick and choose which items we want to remain listed
after
we run out of them.
But if your item goes to zero quantity, it ends on its own. This is what's confusing to me.
She says, as of now, it is kind of a PETA. To have to remember to keep checking for zero quantity listings since we do get charged every 30 days for these listings that I may never, ever run across again. Thanks, Sherry.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah. Sherry, you need to call us, honey. 888
Maybe she means
30.
Maybe she means multi-variation listings? I mean, where there's multiple quantity and multiple variations. But I'm not getting the question. I apologize for that. I'm an idiot. Just send me more detail. This segment was brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. When we continue with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to pagemage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 296.
The holidays mean an increase in traffic and sales. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media, and he's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He has this holiday tip.
Think about ways to begin bundling some product. Even if that's not a strategy you use ongoing throughout the year, during this time of the year, it can be used to really entice buyers into specials. You can make certain bundles that are for limited time, and that really gets people to jump in and buy. Sometimes you can throw things into a deal and make it a bundle. You can really amp up your average sale price.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We're tiptoeing through the tulips, so to speak, awaiting your call.
Neath the flower so green.
Wait, remember him?
Trivia.
What is it?
I used to live in his apartment.
Was he living there?
No.
No. What was his name? I forget his real name.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
It was Tiny Tim, but he had a... So he was an incredible musicologist. You know, he knew music history.
Yes.
He knew every song in the world.
Yes.
888-723-4630 is the number.
Yeah. The Alcott Hotel.
Where was that? New York?
That's what we lived in New York City.
888-723-4630.
That's the one that's two doors down from the Dakota that I keep telling you I live in.
Oh, the El Dorado.
No, this is called the Alcott. O-L-C-O-T-T Hotel.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Sherry is on the line with us. Scrunchies by Sherry, because we didn't understand her contact us.
Yeah.
Sherry, so explain, please.
Okay. eBay introduced a new option under site preferences called use the out-of-stock option. And when your good till canceled listings reach zero, your listing remains on the site, but it's hidden from buyers.
Oh, right.
And yesterday I had one item that I know I can get more of that I sold somewhere else, so I put it to zero. And lo and behold, there was 14 other items that were just one of items, you know, that you find at a thrift store that you know you're never going to find
again.
Yeah,
one-offs.
One-offs. Okay, I get it.
So I had to call customer service, of course, because I couldn't end them. It wouldn't let me end them. And then, of course, customer service was no help. They were going to transfer me to a specialist, which I know would have taken hours. So I just started ending them one at a time and hung up.
Well, so let me understand this. You had, where did you see these? Were these in my eBay?
Yeah, they're under selling manager. If you sort by quantity, you can bring all your zero quantities up. It's not multi-variation listings now. This is just multi-quality and one-of-a-kind listings. You know, like if you're thrifting, you know, you're not going to find 10 of these shirts ever again.
Right.
Or 10 of these mugs.
So these are under the... unsold or sold listings?
No, it's under your active listings, but it shows zero quantity. It's hidden from the buyers.
Okay, so let me try to duplicate what you're seeing with my listings.
Yeah, go to site preferences. You have to opt into it first. And then if you go to one of your, like your shirt listings and change the quantity to zero and then go to your active listings, that shirt's still going to be there.
All right, so site preferences under account.
And they're going to charge you every 30 days.
That's if you opted into that.
So let me look. So I'm under site preferences. Where did you see this again? Under
Selling preferences. Sell your item form and listing.
Oh, I see it, yes. Okay, right, there's the option. I've never had to use this. So what you're saying is that when you clicked on this and it said yes, that your one-of-a-kind quantity of one items are showing up as zero listings and they're being hidden, but you're still getting charged for them?
Well, I sold them.
Yeah.
And it's still showing in my active view, and every 30 days you will get charged for
listing every 30 days. But that's my question. So it says... when your quantity of your good till cancel listing, your listing remains active, and you get charged the selling fee for every 30 days. So these listings should not be showing up. Now I understand the problem. So Sherry, I need you to do me a favor. Put this in an email and send it to me so I can find out what's going on. Because those listings should not be showing up there, and you should not be getting charged for them.
It's a, it's a great feature. If you know, like I sell a Mickey Mouse plush and I know I can run out next week and buy some more. That way my listing doesn't end. It still keeps the sales history.
Right, but this should not be
for one of a kind item.
Right, but for an item that you listed originally that has a quantity of one, which means it's just one item, this should not be. This sounds like a system bug to me. So let's get it fixed. I got the idea. I know what it is. All I need from you is, can you send me one or two or more item numbers where this occurred, so that I have that, because they're going to ask me for that when I send them an email.
Yeah, I mean, they're not live anymore because I ended them yesterday one at a time.
Yeah, well, we'll find them. That's the important part.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have any...
Oh, my goodness.
You don't have any currently that are live that are showing up as...
Oh, wait a minute. I might have. I just sold one with Best Offer.
So if you have one that's live and then it's being treated this way, you haven't actively ended it, that would be the important item number for me. So send that to me in an email, and then I'll forward it on and try to get some insight into what's going on. And then if there's something wrong, we got to get it fixed.
Yeah, because that's going to mess up a whole lot of people when it comes to their listing.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's still listed. I just sold it by a Best Offer a couple hours ago, and it's still under my active view.
So that's what we need. Send that to me with that item number, and I will forward it immediately on the next break, which is coming up.
Okay.
Sherry, thank you so much for the details. That really helps.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
I thought I had anything else spelled out in the email, but I guess you had to know what I was talking about first.
Yeah, because I was confused. I didn't quite get the... But that's me. I'm old and addle-pated. This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We're going to go for another hour, so get ready. 888-723-4630. eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue. Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $10 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale event. Go to bidonfusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $10 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales, created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at bidonfusion.com.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36 hopes.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use.
up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.